Blog Talk Radio.
See, the black race can't afford you no more. Oh, there used to be a time we'd see somebody like you singing, clowning, yassa bossing, and we wouldn't do anything. Folks like that. You were good. Homie kind of nigga. When they needed somebody to mistreat, call a name or two, they paraded you. Reminded them of the good old days. Not no more. The day of the Geechee is gone, boy, and you going with it. We can't let nobody go on believing we all fools.
Everybody in the sleep on straight action. No questions asking, no compromise. Fuck a 40 acres in a mule. This earth is mine, it's wartime. My people dying, tired of seeing black mothers crying. I'm from the ghetto, so that's where I'ma start. No line, black on black crime gotta cease. We need protocol and order, respect and unification. Righteous nation building without feminization. Feminization of the black man is at hand. Any coon niggas after disrespecting the black queens getting a combat boot to the face. So respect, if not, we gon' put you in your place. Order and protocol is the action from here on out. I see some fake revolutionaries half-stepping. I live this, so therefore I'm putting my life up to protect. So this goes out to the fake revolutionary. Step the fuck off the web, you ain't living there, so about what you speak. Real warriors and die for the cause. Bullshit is not tolerated. We building a firm nation. Bitch niggas and crackers get obliterated.
Kill them all! Kill a faggot! Kill a lesbian! And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing! I said, then you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn kid because they didn't die.
Anybody asking, I got the answers to unasked questions. No, I'm not a mascot, and this is not a sports team. Black militia nation, we ain't playing no games. Y'all put me here to be a soldier, so I'ma act on it. We don't run, we got that Nat Turner in our blood. Malcolm McCallie, Garvey, Harriet Tubman, George Jackson, Fred Hampton. Step in our way and watch what happens. We well disciplined. Frontline mates, boo-hoo, rule to the RBGs and a scary X, and to all the brothers and sisters putting their work and laying that law down. This is the national worldwide alert to all bloods, Crips, BDs, Latin Kings, 13s, GDs, BLs, Moles, and Stones. We need to unite under one banner. We all from the motherland. It's a lot of shit we need to attack. We on the verge of being wiped out, so don't wait till the last minute till we wiped out. Black power to all the ancestors and the natural elements. From Yah, that's a libation. Black liberation, we built in a righteous nation. Crackers and bitch niggas get obliterated.
Death revolution.
Cause I gotta drop this stuff tonight because I'm a true terrorist.
Front line.
I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck. Gotta be a roughneck. The only way I know to go. The Jew Holocaust lasted 10 years. But the Holocaust of the black man and woman lasted over 500 years.
Hey, peace, black power. This your host, Brother Drew X, calling off that Black Nation Task Force, our sister station to the Black Militia Nation. Hey, black power, y'all, our topic tonight will be a sense of urgency. And what do we mean about a sense of urgency? You know, right now, a lot of brothers and sisters not taking a lot of stuff serious, man. We don't take it serious that the biggest threat right now to the black nation is the vaccine. And, you know, we don't have a sense of this is important. This is something that must be done now to warn our people. Something must be done to prevent this. So that's why we say this is a sense of urgency. You must have some type of motivation to protect yourself and your brothers and sisters. And we know that we're not addressing the issue because we hadn't came together as a collective to discuss how we're going to deal if we be invaded in our neighborhoods. So that's why we need a sense of urgency to address this situation. So that's the topic tonight. And anybody that want to get in with us later on, you know, just press 1 on your phone and we'll get you online with us, because this is an open dialogue for all brothers. We all learn from each other. And so that's what we're talking about tonight, the sense of urgency. We have so many senses of urgency, I mean, in different areas, different fashions. You know, have you, you know, any of you brothers heard any politicians speak out against the vaccine? No, you have. You know, where is that Al? Where is Jesse? They come out when it's a media hype. They come out when it's money to be made. But nobody, no politician, no black leader besides Milton Farrakhan has spoken out against this vaccine and ourselves and the militia groups and other brothers like that. But other than that, that lets you know who's on your side. Yeah, we need to truly know who's on our side. But that's, you know, that's a lot of senses of urgency we must have, man. A lot of them. If you know one that we need to address, feel free to bring it to our attention. But, you know, like only person that we know as a politician that said something about the vaccine was Obama, and he was in agreement for it. So, hey, just want you to know that's who you voted for. So, you know, another sense of urgency, just to show you where things going, the next president has appointed a black man to be in charge of the Pentagon. So what does that mean? Interesting. Why did he appoint a black man that wasn't even ready? By the A criteria, he wasn't qualified yet because of a certain amount of time that he had to do to be qualified. But it's said that they made an exception for a reason. Go ahead and let this guy get in. Let this guy be the secretary for a reason. Now, what reason could that be, folks? Why would they want a black man to lead the military and call the shots from the Pentagon? What do y'all think? I'll give you one reason, because they need a fall guy. Yes, it wasn't us who attacked you. The orders came from him. Think about it. Also, it wasn't racial, because the person that gave the orders was him. You know, like that, like him said, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Him said, yeah, him said do that. So, you know, you better read between the lines when they start moving people around. But like Grandmaster Jay said, it's a chessboard, and people are moving pieces in places. You don't know anything about chess. I advise you to go online, do some research, go look at some YouTube videos, what chess is all about. It's all about moving pieces to help win the battle. And it's all about moving pieces, and hopefully your opponent don't see where you're trying to trap him. Sometimes you give him some, but you take some B. You know, so the game is not checkers. It's not checkers. Checkers, you're just jumping around like a lot of black brothers and sisters, just trying to be something, trying to be somebody. They do a lot of shit. That's not even important. I'm the king. No, that's not the game that's being played here. This game is a strategic game to take you out. The vaccine, put that on the chessboard. And move the vaccine on some motherfuckers and see how many people get wiped out. That's a chess move. One piece. We'll call that one piece the vaccine. Yes, that's on the checkerboard. I mean, on the chessboard, sorry. So, this is what we're saying. If we don't have the sense of urgency to see what's about to happen to our brothers and sisters. And it's deep, man. I mean, you know, when you think of it as, are we alone? Are you by yourself in this? You know, how can we fight this? And we don't have a sense of urgency. We never came together as all these groups. You know, we have the Impact One group, then we have a lot of splinter groups. But nobody has never came together to address. And then anytime you try to come together, you're going to get some resistance too. So I already know that too. So, you know, but we have to address these situations. How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to deal with this? And, you know, like what just happened to Grandmaster Jay. it should have been a sense of urgency when somebody come into one of your leader's house. You know what I mean? And when they come into your leader's house and take him, it shouldn't be no bail money shit. It shouldn't be none of that. It should be, we coming to get you, and they're going to let you go, or we're going to do this. Now, see, that's just some, that I don't want to get too out of line with the shit, but, you know, we don't have that sense of urgency that we at war. That's what the problem is. We don't know we at war, and we don't know what a war move is, and so we don't have a sense of urgency what to do and how to respond when things like that happen. But, and that's why it's great to have some people on your team and leaders and second in commands to say, hey, if this here happened, you got my permission to do this. You got my permission to do that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it takes to move this chess piece over here and see what happens here. And if that happens here, then move this chess piece over here. So that's what I'm saying. You have to have your battle plans together. You can't wait to be getting attacked one by one. We're waiting. Everybody's going to get attacked one by one. And everybody's going to look and do the same shit. Oh, this shouldn't happen. But that's not the proper response. As long as we still keep being individualized, we keep getting brutalized. Hey, that's a new T-shirt. Keep being individualized, keep being brutalized. All right, don't nobody steal it. I got that. All right, so that's what we're talking about, y'all. The sense of urgency. We got to know what's to do when this happened, man. And so, I mean, there's so many other brothers and sisters that paid and showed you in their own blood and their own way, hey, man, we got to step our game up. But yet, we sit there and be complacent in our own thoughts and our own greed and our own selfishness. It's not about me, you know. But especially for the brothers like ourselves who speak out, I mean, that should be some rules by messing with our brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, man, if you don't ever get to this level, then we just going to keep on getting our ass handed to us. But it should be levels. Even though I'm a speaker, but I still know that there should be protection for these brothers and sisters who speak. There should be repercussions when something happened to our brothers and sisters to show them that this not that time anymore. But as long as they think it's still that time, they still going to give you that same ass whooping. As long as they think it's the 60s, as long as they think it's the 50s, somebody's going to be swinging from the tree. As long as they think it's the 60s, it's going to be some police brutality. So until we say that's not, we have to prove it to them that that's not the year. We're not in that year. Hey, they pick a year and they say, hey, guess what year it is? You're going to find out in a minute. And that's another problem that we have as brothers and sisters. We're so fearful, man. I really been thinking about this and talking about this a lot. If the white man knock on the door right now, who is it? The white man. What you want? Open that door. Click, click, clunk, door open. Yeah, what you want? Going in your icebox, I need a cold beer. Walk in your house. Take the cold beer, walk out. Guess what? I'll be back tomorrow. Open that door when I knock. And that's where we at right now, man. We allow people just to walk all over us and take what they want. Now, and as using that as a metaphor for our brothers and sisters whose lives are being taken, here you go. We'll be back tomorrow to take another one. We'll be back tomorrow to take another one. We just sit there and do the same goddamn thing over and over. We do the protest, we doing the cry, we join the white people group, the Black Lives Matter, and say Black Lives Matter, and the white folks get a check for that, they get the publicity for that, they get the book deal, the movie deal for the Black Lives Matter, because that belongs to them now, because you was such a hoe, you let them take it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't have a sense of urgency. We just been real, you know, man, I think this show about to change. We just been some real hoes. That's some real tricks, you know what I'm saying? But we say we this and that, but we ain't. I mean, I'm just going to speak real. We just ain't because, not because we can't, we just ain't because we have fear. We want to live forever. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to live, but you got to have a motherfucking reason you'll kill. See, you live in, but you got to have a reason that you'll kill to live. And we're not understanding that as a race of people. We don't have nothing to make us kill anymore. They motherfuckers have tried us on every level. We haven't shown no reason that we'll kill. And so, and if I was not, me with my own peaceful mind, hell, if I find somebody so submissive, hell, I might just keep slapping motherfucker too, just because I know he ain't going to do nothing. Just watch this, y'all. Watch this. Pow! Hey, man, you got shit out of me, fuck, man. Shut up. Okay. I'm going to slap your ass again tomorrow. Like I told you, when I'm going to come get another beer too, when I knock open the door. And that's where we at as people. We haven't had a sense of urgency to fight back. That's right. We sit there and keep taking ass whooping after ass whooping. No sense of urgency. We're going to fight back. Now, I would say, you know, when this stuff happened to George Floyd, that did kind of throw a lot of people in some kind of coded mood. And that's another sense of urgency. We don't have a sense of urgency to be on code. And everybody say this word all the time. What does it mean to be on code? What does it mean to be on code? The first thing that means to be on code is we all are fucking one. And what you do to that brother, you could have did that to me. And what I think I would have did in self-defense, that's what we should have been doing for that brother. So in other words, you killed that brother, and if that brother was me, I would have did this trying to defend myself. So we on code. That's my brother. You hurt him. Hey, I got to hurt you. I mean, that's just being on code. And, you know, like, let's use the ants. Go out there, take a spider, put them in a jar, stir them goddamn ants up with a stick, and drop that spider right on top of that hole to see what fucking happens. They going to perceive that spider as a fucking threat, and that spider won't even get to walk five steps before his about 100, 300 motherfucking ants be on that spider. Try it out. I did it before. Experiment. That's an experiment. See how the ants respond to a threat. You know why? Because they on code. I was just on a program a few minutes ago, and a brother asked me, say, man, you know, why they don't do this to this kind of group here? You know, we don't want to call no, well, I called him out. He said the nation. They don't fuck with them, do they? I said, because they on code. What you mean they on code, brother? They have the same goddamn mindset. They've been trained. They've been disciplined. They've been disciplined. And if they get any goddamn orders, they're going to carry it out. They want people to know that. So that's on code. First thing, you got to be disciplined. You have to have brothers and sisters who are disciplined enough to follow orders and instructions. You know what I'm saying? Not all of you can't talk too much, man. That's another thing we have in our community. We talk too much. We say too much. We ain't going to get shit done because we tell you everything. Right now, I'm not telling you shit. I'm just telling you what's happening. We not have a sense of urgency to sustain and recognize threats. First of all, we don't even know, you know, recognize. You got to recognize who your threat. Who's your enemy? You know what I mean? You got to identify your white enemies. You got to identify your black enemies. You got to identify other enemies, the other races. We ain't going to go through them all by one. But we have a lot of motherfucking enemies. It ain't just white. Some of them black. But you got to identify the motherfuckers. And then when you have other groups as this group and other militias and other groups that stand and speak out, we must share the information. Say, bro, this brother here, that brother there, that brother there, we all agreed, watch that person. He sold us out before. You know, we got to share information. We have to share data. You know, we keep a lot of shit to ourselves, but then we let this person that we think is an enemy go infiltrate another group, bam, bam, even destroy them. So, you know, we don't want to get over paranoid with the situation. You hear the word agent, 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 agent all over this motherfucker. Everybody, man, let me tell you, everybody in the Black Panther Party has been called an agent. Everybody, me, everybody. I grew up in the Black Panther Party, man, so everybody's been, I mean, that's just like a goddamn, I guess it's almost like Black Power these days. Hey, agent. Shit, you got to say Black Power. Shit, just call a motherfucker agent because everybody's been called agent, shit. But so it gets so twisted and you would never know who an agent is because you hear it so goddamn much. But there's things that can be done to recognize an agent. There's things you can do to test a motherfucker too. And you say, he ain't no agent. That motherfucker been tested. And that's another story. That's a story offline. Yeah, so I can prove to you who is an agent and who ain't a goddamn agent. We may take this agent test that I got. It'll prove who you are. Well, so that's another story. Like I said, we might do a program on that, how to test to see if a motherfucker's who he say it is, or if he'll go that extra mile. See, you know, you got brothers do that talking, but it's only very select motherfuckers that do that walking. And we don't want to go too far. You know, we don't want to get a motherfucker at my door in the morning knocking like, God damn, what I do?
Well, you know that blog talk show you were doing? We perceive that as a threat. Come with us, God damn.
Here I go. They ain't got that kind of money. See, I'll probably be in that motherfucker 5 years before I get a nigga fired up. See, I'm going to be in there 5 years. But, you know, when you got a mind like mine, you go in that motherfucker, you come out of that motherfucker, everybody in prison should come out a revolutionary when you got a great mind. That's all I can tell you. You have to figure out how to get it done. But, you know, you use every negative and turn it to a positive. Every negative to a positive. Remember that. You get somewhere in life. It's a little quicker. So that's where we at, brothers and sisters. We're just going over a few things. Let me get a little water, and we'll be right back with you. Let's get you a song.
So I'm capping, fucking with them devils every time I start to rap. Listen to the man, cause the man is coming right. Pete Dogg is in the house until them brothers see the light. But now I understand I ain't concerned with the bullshit, cause I know the truth, I see their motherfucking hoof print. Got niggas tripping off the violence and the 40 out. So I call my homies, get my strap and go take 40 out. That's the way I'm coming, so you better tell a friend. Bitch, I ain't your boy, so respect me as a man. And niggas understand that I'm down for whatever. We gotta make it better, brothers gotta stick together. Pay attention to the
one song for your mask on face, and I'm talking.
On the left, wanna talk shit, and motherfucking devils on the right, wanna dump a clip. Ever since I broke the grip of shame back in 89, I see tricks tripping all the time, like I did a crime. Got me on the news, cause they wanna hide the truth. But notice I'm a soldier, and I'm coming at the youth. Black gorilla standing for my folk, and I'm proud. This one going out to the brothers locked down. Now, as long as we keep playing by your rules, I'm leaving shit stains on your flag till I'm through. Time after time, I bring the motherfucking facts. I'm coming pro black, understand where I'm at. Take a listen to the
one song for your mask on face, and I thought you knew. Death with the record, death,
take a listen to the
one song for your mask on face, and I thought you knew. Death with the record, death.
Never fucking with no dank or no drink, you can keep that. Shit for the next nigga swinging with a weak rap. Bust the ass bandwagon niggas wanna be the new gangster of the week on the street, but ain't got a clue. Damn, it's a trip how them devil ass labels put everything they got into that shit, but they never push anything real for the good of the community. It should be plain to see, fucking over you and me. So I stay true to the game, cause it's salt. Praise to Allah, run real for the call. Never underestimate my enemy, but trip on how they operate, cause they wanna see me slip. As long as I'm living, I keep giving you the facts. Bumping when I'm smuggling a message in a rap. So pay attention now, cause I'm bound to catch a case. Them motherfucking snakes want a nigga in his place, but I keep on saying
one song for your mask on face, and I thought you knew. Yeah.
All right. Black Power, Brother Drew X, and the Black Militia Nation is on. We're talking about a sense of urgency. It's urgent that we get this shit under control. Let's see, going to the phone lines. I got a caller standing by. Look like it's Sister K. You on? Sister K, check
peace,
me,
Brother
buddy.
Commander.
Hey, peace. What's on your mind?
So I just wanted to say, I guess, for the topic tonight, how are we as a black nation going to come together? I mean, it is a state of emergency, and we need to come together. I feel like in order for our race to survive, we have to come together.
You're so right, and anything else, you show right about that, though. You hit it right on the nail.
Now, I yield to you, bro.
All right, thanks. All right, we appreciate the call coming in. It helps me to stay in focus and see other angles that I might have missed. But we're talking about urgent. It's urgent that we get our communication techniques together. And a lot of brothers and sisters don't understand this urgency. I mean, if in a war, the first thing they're going to do is cut your communication. They done did a lot of brothers and sisters, Minister Farrakhan, Grandmaster Jay, myself, and others, and many others. And first thing they do, they start to pull your communication. The way you communicate, how you communicate, they cut that. They put restrictions on you. You know, like Grandmaster Jay was arrested, and part of that, His agreement that he can't speak for a minute. See, that's killing the communication. You see what I mean? That kills communication. So that's one sign that lets you know when people are at war with you, they're going to kill your communication. And so one of our senses of being urgent is urgent that we know another form of communicating. You know, some of the brothers in the militia already know if this don't happen and this happened, we'll meet here and we'll meet there. You got, you know, every brother got his own spot. Every commander should have his brothers and sisters know where they're going to meet at. And hopefully you don't tell everybody because it ain't for everybody. Because if everybody ain't on the same page and everybody ain't going to stand up and fight, you might not want to drag so dead weight around with you. But, you know, so communication is important. You know, get your hand radios, get your ham radios if you can. You know, some of us are licensed to talk that on that frequency. Satellite phones, there's a lot of different ways to communicate. You can communicate via a tree. You can leave notes different places. Hey, if I need to get a message to you, I leave this note right here on this tree. Come by here every morning, 12 o'clock. Take a pee on that tree and look for that note. You know what I'm saying? You got to be inconspicuous, as they say, when you're doing things. But I'm just saying there's many ways to communicate, but you have to have a predetermined way of you going to do the communicate. So that's a sense of urgency to get your communication down. What else is urgent? Food. Food would be very critical in a fallout situation. Any kind of fallout situation, because you can have, there's a rule they say, what's more valuable than all the gold and silver? And the answer is, that's actually a riddle. The answer is food, because with food and somebody's hungry, I can get his gold and silver. So that's your riddle. What's more valuable than all the gold and silver is food. Remember that riddle, because you might want to give it to somebody one day to let them in. What's more valuable than all the gold and silver, brother? He don't know the answer. Well, you ain't been hanging out with us. you can't be with the militia, because all the militia know the most valuable thing on earth is food and water, because without that, you ain't going to be on earth. So let's put it that way. So it's urgent that we find the ways that we're going to feed ourselves in such a situation of chaos, war, anything. So these are the urgent things that we're giving you. And Commander Face, say, have your ink, pen, and paper ready, because you should be taking notes. You can't remember all this shit if a fallout happened, but if you have a notebook and you go back and find out some information that was given you, to you to help you sustain yourself, then it'll be much easier because damn sure can, you know, panic will set in. You running around with like your head cut off a chicken trying to survive. And all the time you up there thirsty as hell, but you don't remember the lesson that in your house there's 40 gallons of water and a hot water heater, but you just sit there and die because you were thirsty because you never did write it down and you couldn't remember. That's why we say write it down. Write it down and put it in your bug out bag. That way you won't leave it. And whenever you get rid of the bug out, that notepad should be in your bag. You know what I'm saying? What's another sense of urgency? We need to know how to have natural remedies because in a situation of war or fighting, anything, we don't keep saying in any situation because we don't know what the situation might be. But if you get injured out here, I saw a movie, man. It was a heartbreaking movie because this person was surviving, man, and they did all this and all this. And I think they end up stabbing themselves accidentally. And in the end of the movie, the person ended up dying because they didn't have any antibiotics. They called it an infection. And I was, you know, when I saw that shit, it wasn't just a BC. Sometimes you're watching shit for a reason. It wasn't for entertainment. I actually saw something I needed to see. This motherfucker died because he did not have any antibiotics. So you want to have some antibiotics, brothers and sisters. And brothers and sisters that need medicine, you want to have some of that in your bag, you know, without, you know, you want to think about others too, you know, all type of shit that you can put in your bag that's not heavy, you know, little allergy pills, all type of shit, but antibiotics is going to be very important. And a lot of brothers and sisters don't know where to find antibiotics besides the drug stores, but I'll give you that too. Write it down. I'll give you that in a couple minutes, but I want you to be able to write it down the way you can find antibiotics and nobody really don't think about it because a lot of people don't know about it. But I'll give it to you. So I'm giving you time to get your pen. And we'll come back to that. If I forget about that, somebody press one on the phone and remind me. All right, we talked about identifying our enemies, white, blacks, and others. There's a lot of them out there. We got a lot of enemies. We can almost say everybody's the goddamn enemy to the black man and black woman. Just a few black people like a few black people. Understand what I'm saying? There's a handful of black people like black people. Everybody else the motherfucking enemy. All right. That's what we're talking about. But back to the antibiotics before I forget. There are antibiotics in the pet food stores. It's called fish antibiotic. The same antibiotics that they give you in that pill, that's the same shit. A lot of people don't know. And if you have to have it, go to the, you know, if you go to the store, the pet food stores, and ask for fish antibiotics, you can take that. It's compatible with us. So I just gave you a jewel, as GMJ usually say. I stole that GMJ. I gave them a jewel. Yes, yes, yes. So we have to be urgently about protecting our brothers and sisters, and we are right here on this program. We, you know, that's all. We all we got. We not CMB. We black people. We black people, goddammit. Black people. That's all we got. Like I said, on a handful of us like us, everybody else is our goddamn enemy. Right. So that's somebody told me that before, too. Who is your enemy? Your enemy is anybody who opposes you. That's your damn enemy. If you oppose me and mean me harm or want to see me down, you my damn enemy. You know what I'm saying? The enemy sometimes can be husband and wives. Oh, yeah, man. We were going to do a show about black widow spiders. It was going to be definitely off topic, but we got some brothers and sisters might be got a black widow spider motherfucking mate. And we're going to do a show probably by the next week or two. You know, if these motherfuckers don't straighten up and, you know, because they like listening to our program, so we know you're listening. But we got some dangerous motherfuckers in our neighborhoods also. We, you know, it's a sense of urgency. We cleared the danger. And recognize the danger and point out the motherfucking danger. We have no problem with that. We have no problem with that. We do not have a problem pointing out motherfuckers who's in our neighborhood trying to harm our brothers and sisters, insurance fraud, all that type of shit. It ain't going to go down like that. Not like you think. You know, we ain't going to say too much because I don't want to lose my topic. But, you know, we all about protecting ours. That's all I can tell you. So, what's another sense of urgency? Schooling. Yes, 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 yes. We got to get our children away from this mind control. Because I said, like I was telling you earlier, it's not the body they have to, it's your mind. You heard the commercial, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs. They're trying to protect your ass from fucking up because they want your mind. This is your mind is a terrible thing to waste. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you waste that motherfucker. And when you get a chance to if you believe in reincarnation, if you didn't advance in this life, you'll start right back at that point. Right where you at, because you didn't do nothing to advance yourself. Your ass will start right back in the third grade. Goddamn, why everybody else in the 12th and graduating going to college? You still in the third looking up. Man, that's not funny, but I just recall some of my friends, man. It's not funny, you know, we move on and they say, man, I'm still in the field. Shit. I'm still in the field. They didn't let me go for it. Why? Because you didn't learn or you were fucking around. You know, sometimes people have learning disorder. We're not talking about that. But a lot of those people that had to repeat took it shit for granted. But that's back on the subject of schooling our own, you know, whatever you know, we are our own teachers. Let me say that first. In other words, people give us instruction, but we teach ourselves. Like mama can say, quit running down that hill. You see that pole, you're going to bump your goddamn head. You keep running down that hill, you're going to bump your head on that pole. Oh, no, I ain't. And you keep on running. You miss. One day you hit your goddamn head on that pole. And you say, oh, goddamn, guess what? When you run that way again, you'd be looking for that damn pole, and you lean, or you might just walk when you get close to that pole, because the pole, you taught yourself something. Your mama told you about it, but you taught it to yourself when you hit your head on the damn pole. Don't run by that pole no more. That shit hurts. So that's what we're talking about. You know, we are our own teachers. We get instructions from other people, but we teach ourselves, and we can teach ourselves. We can instruct our brothers and sisters, and they would teach themselves. You know, I done did the homeschooling with my own son. And, it's by some of my other children. No, don't do that, Daddy. And then what the hell are you talking about? You can't teach him. Oh, I don't know what the fuck you know that I don't know. But, shit, when I get through with him, he'll know more shit than you know. And so he the one loaning everybody money when they need it right now. I put it like that. So, that's what we're saying. You're your own teacher, and you can teach yourself, and you can go further. And once you start learning, you can go further than any teacher ever taught you. Just remember that. Okay. You know, one other thing, a sense of being urgent, locating a safe haven. I mean, I don't know if it's any safe places, and I sure can't tell you about my spots, but you need to have a place. If this happened, what would be a safe place for me to go? Don't wait till the last fucking minute to try to find a safe place, because it ain't going to go down like that. That's why we're having this program. This is a sense of urgency that you get it off your ass and start looking for this type of stuff. Where will it be a good, safe place for me to go? It all depends what's really happening on Earth, too. But, hey, one plan beats no plan. Some plan be no plan. Remember that. So that's what we're talking about. Okay, another thing. They're paying people to take the trial vaccine right now. Yes, yes, yes. You want $1,500? They'll give you $1,500 to take the trial vaccine. But they say you only got 2 days to spend it. That's one of my jokes right there. I thought that, but it might be true because a lot of people, I heard that a few people have went down. So you want $1,500 in maybe a few days to enjoy it? God damn it, you can get it. They're giving it away for the trial vaccine. Don't go Google that, how to get it. Cause, and if you do get it, just let me know you got it. Because I got to, you know, just, I want to see how you act. That's all. So, like we talked about, a sense of urgency of alternative medicines from your ailment. And one thing, you know, we have to have a sense of urgency on the things that's plaguing our community, like diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressures. We have to figure out why. And I'm gonna give you the reason why. And one thing, a lot of brothers and sisters don't know. We, the black people of the earth, we didn't even get sick. Guess what makes us sick? Only one thing really make you sick, and it's what you put in your body. Think about it. That's your code right there. What I put in my body that I did this to me. Your body just didn't get sick. You have to put something in your body. If you weren't born with it, because sometimes DNA passed down to other brothers and sisters. But if this was a DNA hereditary thing, then you did it. You did it to yourself, brothers and sisters. So we have to recognize and teach our other brothers and sisters and our youngins not to do that. You know what I'm saying? So we have that sense of urgency to see what fucked us up, and let's see who we can teach not to make that mistake. So, you know, but you don't get sick. Only thing that make you sick is what you put in your body. Bad food, bad water, bad drinks, bad this, drugs, all that shit. I mean, what you put in your body only makes you sick. We didn't get sick. We had to put something in our bodies to get sick. That's right. So remember that. Okay, and as a lot of brothers and sisters can contest to this next sense of urgency, we have to figure a way to starve out this community violence that we're seeing all over the nation. It's a sense of urgency, man, because what's happening, you know, we're being softened up for the attack. All those warrior brothers and sisters you see and get killed, all the warrior brothers you see, you know, just an example. The brother that killed the MO3, did you see what type of mindset he had? I get out my car on a goddamn highway. Man, that's a hell of a mindset if there was a soldier for the cause. You see what I'm saying? If there was a soldier for the cause, that's a hell of a goddamn mindset. But we are losing our brothers and sisters, and we have to reach out to them some type of way, flyers. I don't know, flyers or videos. Our brothers and sisters seem to learn by watching more than listening. You know, for the people who are spiritual, and one of the first commandments, if you know the first commandment, a lot of people don't know the first commandment. The first commandment in the Bible don't start at number one. The first commandment in the Bible starts when it said, "O Israel, hear what I'm saying." And that's a commandment because he said, "Hear." We get off of course just a little bit just to teach, but when you hear the Creator of the Most High say, "Hear," that means that's, I command you, motherfucker, to hear me. So that was the first commandment. So a lot of the shit, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 commandment, a lot of that shit taken out of context is more than that. The first commandment is hear. The first thing born on your face when you in the mama womb was in your mother womb was your ears. You start hearing before you got eyes, before you got your nose. You start hearing what your mother was saying. Some more jewels we dropping. So that's what we're saying, brothers, brothers and sisters, a sense of urgency tonight. Let me go to the call lines and look. I would have been into my own thing right now. Let's go to the call lines. Look like Commander Face. Look like that's you coming out of the Dallas. You on yet? I think your line is still open in just a second. I'll let you know when it's on. It's just spinning right now. We're buffering. But I'm coming to you next, Commander, as soon as. Try to say something, see if you're in, brother. Okay, not hearing you yet. It's buffering. I guess we're doing a good show. They got the call alliance buffering. That's all right with us. It's all right with us. Let me know that I didn't stay up. Hey, I think you're on now with us, Faith. Check your mute button, brother. Face you off. Hello. Okay. All right, you took it out. All right, if you want to get back in, press 1 again on the phone. Oh, hold on just a second. Hey, brother. Face you off.
All right. Hey, Black Power, Commander, how's it going?
All right. I guess they did a little buffering on me tonight. You on, though. I see you now.
Yes, how's it going, bro?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Just trying to do a little instructions. You know what I mean? Everybody teach themselves. I'm going to just instruct.
Hey, that's the way we do it. But I agree with you on what you said about the subject for Grandmaster Jay. Just for a short scene, it should have been some kind of security there watching him or being aware of what was going on.
rights. That's why I said we have to have a sense of urgency. We just not talking. You know, we got to have a sense of protection. You know what I mean? We need to be protected too for the warrants. You know, on that type of level, they need to be protected. You know,
right?
I'm not on that type. I'm not at that type of level. I don't think. But the warrants who are, you know, and you get national attention. And the brothers and sisters should cover down around the clock on your brother. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So we have to. Nobody shouldn't be able to come up to that brother Doe and escort him out without him volunteering. Yeah, he should volunteer. Say, I'll be out in a minute. I'm in the tube. Soon as I get out the tube, I'll be out. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nobody flying no drone in your house.
You ain't lying.
Because we take this shit serious. We have a sense of urgency to know that we at war. So we know when we at war, we know people want to attack. And so we got to make sure you cover. So we have to take a sense of urgency when you are on that level. And if I was on that level, I damn sure make sure I had the damn defense to cover me down. No, that's me. That's just me. But we have to also, you know, be able, ready and willing to live or kill if somebody harm our brothers and sisters. I mean, we've been, like I said, we've been letting the white man come in and get a beer anytime he wants. You know, knock on that door.
Right.
You already know the goddamn knock. He ain't got to say who he is. Then you just open the door. Let him come on in. Come on in. Get your beer. Yeah, get your beer. You got it? Yeah. What you want tomorrow to drink? All right, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, because we have bowed down.
Yeah.
We've been bowing down now, baby. We got down long.
You knock on my door. It's like, here, you can lock on my damn door. We got the damn
cookie. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We just got to get on code, man, as a people that, you know, like the ants. The motherfucker, that's the best example in the damn world, man. You stare at that motherfucking ant bed up. I bet you won't put your hand on it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I bet you use a stick to stare it up. You won't touch it.
Yeah,
verbatim with your own hand. That's what I'm saying. So that's the type of code we need to be on. Motherfucker, touch 1 hour, we coming out swarming. That's the code.
That's right.
That's the goddamn code we need to be on. And everybody, that code is universal. Everybody understand the ants. Everybody, ain't nobody got to, even little kids, they get a cup of steam, they understand. The ants done taught them, don't come fucking with this hole right here. So nobody ever had to teach the little baby to stay away.
Any kind of insect you put in there, or even like meat or anything you put in that jar and stir it up with the man,
yeah,
they're going to go for it. They're going to get it all.
Yeah.
They're going to hit it all they want.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand your enemy actually respect motherfucking warriors. They do. They respect that shit because they warriors too. And so the warriors respect warriors. But if they see a docile and a submissive motherfucker, they will. They will entertain you, and they all know the way. So, but if they see some motherfucker that don't, I also will kill to live. You see, a lot of motherfuckers won't kill to live. Some motherfuckers just wait to die. But some motherfuckers got to be ready to kill to live. That's a self-defense move, kill to live. And self-defense is kill to live. And that's the mentality that we have to have.
You gotta have a military mind frame. You gotta be prepared for whatever. It's just like you said about the chessboard. Every move is a decapitating step. You make the wrong move, they're gonna take them. They're gonna take that piece. So you gotta not defend your pieces to beat
that opponent. Yeah, also, I'm glad you said that. Also, when we own the world, you know, the world is looking at us. We got to make sure we're making the right moves, cause especially when our eyes on us. We got to make sure we right moves, because that's all they need is one. They're just like the chessboard. All we need is you to make one move for us to justify a move. You see what I'm saying? You made that move.
Yeah.
We justified this move. So, you know, you got to be careful with what you say, what you do, how you act in public. Everything is being recorded in the age. That's what a lot of people don't know. Everything is being recorded, and all these wicked, as Minister Farrakhan says, white people are wickedly great. He said they think wicked and they're great at it. So they get their wickedly great people start looking at the tapes. They start looking at tapes, videos. They listening what is being said. Then they go back, got something. Okay, we can get somebody on this. So you have to be careful how you.
What you say.
Yeah,
say what you say,
and
what you
do.
How you do it, how you do it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could be down to what you say too. Okay, I'll give you an example. I'm gonna kill all you motherfuckers. Okay, well, I said it like this. I'm gonna just kill all you motherfuckers. It don't matter. It doesn't, what you said is what you said. So you got to be careful what you say. It ain't. Yeah, because you can say I'm gonna kill all you motherfuckers and be smiling. Hey, that's still a threat. Or you can say, I'm going to kill all you motherfuckers and miss it. It's still a threat. So what you say is more important than how you said it. I mean, but, you know, when that does work and apply in certain situations, but not with them, you know, because they can use anything that's the threat. So that's why we always try to use our best judgment when we're talking on the phones and when we're talking on social media and when we're making videos. You always want to use your best judgment because they got a lot of people looking at everything. They got people get paid. See, that's what we underestimate. They actually got people that's just their goddamn job. Like, we try to get up and go do what we do. Well, somebody get up every morning looking for that mistake. I ain't found out yet on it. But, oops, got one. Oh, yes. You get the bonus.
Just like I was saying, a lot of people, they always put the marijuana meetings and stuff on her or this, that, and the other. I'm like, hey, y'all actually giving them something to look at, so they looking at y'all trying to see if this is what y'all actually doing. But you said they're putting all this stuff on your social media. They watch it. You stop like
Well, you know, I say sometimes our brothers and sisters, we are worst enemies. Because we tell on our goddamn self. I ain't never seen so many people tell on themselves. I said, goddamn, man. And what they call it, dry snitching, that's what they call it. Goddamn. You know, say, guess what, man? So, they just hit a lick. You know, you on the phone. They just hit a lick, man. They got about 50 grand out the goddamn ATM machine over there in South Dallas. Yeah, old Billy Ray. Yeah, Billy Ray now, man. Oh, shit. Billy Ray don't know what the fuck happened. Billy Ray don't know what the fuck happened.
Who found me, man? Ain't nobody but two people.
Yeah, but I mean, I ain't tell nobody but my brother and my cousin. God damn. But if your brother and cousin don't know, they just, you know, told somebody else his girlfriend, he don't know, that's what they call it, dry snitching, he don't know that she was on the goddamn payroll of the informers. He don't know that, though. He just think it's his girlfriend. But he done just probably stopped off somebody's whole hustle. But that's what we're saying, because we talk too much. We talk too much, and that's why a lot of us try to protect ourselves, because we don't want to be accidentally a victim.
Yeah. See? That's what that is.
I'm just looking, trying to think anything we can put out there. Well, I seen a post, man. I think you might have posted that about the whites only church in Minnesota. They agreed that they could have the white only churches. Yeah, ain't that deep? That's deep, man.
Yeah.
A sense of urgency.
You gotta actually sign the bill on that.
Yeah, the people are going back to another time zone. And it's just an urgency that you know what time zone and you know what was happening when it was saying white only. You need to know what kind of shit was going on when things said white only. And remember, when they had signs that said white only, what other shit was going on at that time? See, that's how you study history. Wow. When you get a time, you figure out what else happened. Yeah, what else is happening back here? Let me see what they were doing. Oh, shit. You get caught in this town after night, you dead? That's next. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They hang your motherfuckers. They ain't stopped doing that. So we just have to keep up with the signs of the time, as they call it, and adjust. But we have to have a sense of urgency, right, that we ain't, this whole world ain't lovely dovely. Everybody think everybody loves everybody around this motherfucker. Like I said, there's only a few black people that like black people, and everybody else the goddamn enemy. Just a handful of us that like blacks. That's a metaphor. It might be, we'll be lucky if we got 100,000 people that like blacks. Let's go to the phone call line. Just stand by. 317-618-HO. 317-618-HO. Check your mute button just in case.
Oh, peace. My bad. Shalom, everybody. Black Power.
Hey, peace, brother. Connecticut. Black Power, what's happening? What's on your mind? You been listening in?
Oh, yeah, man. You've been dropping some real gems, man. Yeah.
Thanks, bro. We try to do what we can do while we can do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was hearing, you know, earlier when you was talking about, a lot of brothers be quick to say, call other brothers agents and informants. Man, it's funny, man, because me and one of my brothers down here, another group that I work with, he was talking about, how most brothers in the revolutionary movement quick to call other people an agent, and then when an agent, do come on the scene, we can't spot them out because most brothers been calling everybody else a goddamn agent. So, I just wanted to, touch on that. And, you've been dropping some fire stuff, man. You know, I'm really listening in, man. Another thing, when I go out into the world, man, like I just how I view everything, man, like everybody is so robotic, man. Everybody's so robotic. The white man say jump, motherfucker jump. And
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's like they've been programmed to do whatever they say. And at this point, it's just really time for us to get ourselves together and continue getting ourselves together and focus on the ones who want to be woke and who want to be taught. Because there's individuals out there that do know what's going on and they don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't care what's going on because they ain't got no hope. And it's to a point where some of these people we wasting our breath on. And you know what I'm saying, when we were saying last time, man, it's a lot of cowards out there, man. And when this shit starts to really hit the fan, it's hitting the fan a little bit, but it ain't really got the spinning yet. But when the shit really hit the fan, you know, we're going to be seeing how many people are going to be getting their head busted open just for a gallon of water. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And, you know, like, shit, you know, us, we're going to be prepared out the way. We ain't got to worry about getting our head busted open, over a gallon of water because we already been prepared. And,
yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Since the panic, you know, the prepared people don't need to be in the midst of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like you were saying, you know, food and water, you know, that shit, silver and gold ain't going to be worth shit. You know what I'm saying? That food and that water is you know, the sustain. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, that's what keep people sustained. So, I mean, shit, a canned good. You know, we done talked about that a couple years ago, man. Some shit pop off, motherfucker bust your head over a small can of peas. You know, can of corn.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know.
You're right, brother, for better shit. I just like to share something with you since we was on that thing, man. Hanging out over a friend's house. He stayed in these apartments, right? And I was over there and I saw the lease people come out with some, you know, I know those letters, those evictions. And this motherfucker has so many evictions, man. It looked like a phone book full in his hand. And it's a brother, right? So he, you know, the manager of the particular place is a brother. So he got all these evictions. And I noticed something, man. I noticed, you know, after he passed them out, here come all these sisters, one by one, one by one. And I noticed that he took a little advantage of a lot of situations. The brother, he knew that these sisters were desperate. And I'm just looking at what these women were willing to do. I can tell from how they was talking and where they was talking. You know, somebody trying to say, if you can help me, if you can lose my eviction in the mail or don't turn it in this week. You know what I'm saying? But it lets me know when people get desperate what they're going to be willing to do for that one king. You see what I'm saying? And what they're going to be doing,
right.
Just what they're willing to do just to have housing. So that's what we're saying, man. If we're not preparing for a situation like this, we are vulnerable to all types of individuals and their motives. But it was just a lesson. I was just looking, man, and I just seen all these sisters all day running to the rent office. But they didn't just run to the rent office. They was on the side of the building talking, and I know, you know, trying to see if the rent man could save them. And there ain't no telling what was offered. But, I watched after hours because I'm just a natural observer. I like to observe and see if I'm right on my thoughts. And so that's what
right.
When you said about the king good, what a person will do for that king good, man. You can have whatever you have. You can have whatever you want for a king good when all this shit go out. I just put it that way. When the one motherfucker can't eat, shit, you'll see what you thought you'd never see. You're right on that, Cabela Show. That's all I was just trying to concur with what you said.
Yeah, that's right, man. I mean, you know, man, I'm telling you, man, like, man, you know, hey, I just got back from the store, man. I grabbed me about 4 gallons, you know what I'm saying? Every time I go up to the store, I'm grabbing between 2 to 6 gallons of water. And,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, you know, trying to get that together because, you know, like, if I need to retreat my family up over here, you know, I already got a plan in motion. You know what I'm saying? Even like a last-minute plan, like, a plan that I got to think up quick. Already know what my thought process is going to be because panicking, you know what I'm saying, like is it's going to make everybody else panic. You know what I'm saying? When
that's
you're
right.
Calm, you know, everybody else going, you know, going to be calm. So, you know, like, yeah, that's just what it is, man.
It sure does make you look like a hero if somebody say, man, I don't know what to do. And you say, what's the problem? They give you the problem, and you go into your Felix the Kid bag of tricks and pull out that notebook. Oh, you need to, oh, but this is what you need to do, pop, pop, pop. Hey, you just became the leader because you got answers
right.
That nobody can't answer. That's what I'm saying. We all going to be leaders in the end. Everybody on this line pretty much going to be a leader because you're learning things that nobody even think they have to need to know. Nobody knows
exactly.
That one day they ain't going to be like grocers. They don't think that, you know, going back to the biblical days of Joseph, he said, hey, we ain't going to have no food for 7 years. They said, this dude crazy. Ain't nobody going to be alive if we don't have no food in 7 years. So Joseph said,
right.
Let me say, you stupid jokers, because y'all, you know, he had to do what he had to do to save the people. He had to start the food storage. And that's why that still exists right now with the government. They got food storages right now because of that, because they know a famine can come out of nowhere.
Right.
You know, it's bugs. We didn't have a strong winter for a couple of years now. Bugs can eat up all this shit.
Right.
Guess what you got? A food shortage. We could have an electrical pulse to knock out electric. Guess what you're going to have? A food shortage because there won't be no way to get gas, won't be no way to pump gas, won't be able, no way for the trucks to bring you the food. Guess what we're going to have again? A food shortage. So we always say prepare for something. You know, prepare for what they say, prepare for the best. But
hope for the worst.
I can't think. Yeah, whatever. I couldn't even think.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hope
thank you.
Best.
Yeah, okay. It's late night. I ain't been drinking that much, y'all. Yeah, but that's what we're saying, Brother Cabetta. Shell, anything else before we get ready to get out of here, man?
Another thing, just in case, you know, people don't know or people not privy to it, but there's no reason why we shouldn't have bug out bags because, like some of us, you know, shit, we could ball on the budget, you know what I'm saying? Dollar Tree, man, Dollar Tree got gauze, they got, bandage tape might be cheap, but, you know what I'm saying, like, a small emergency bag, we can keep, you know, two or three of them in the car just in case we got to go pick up two or three people, and then boom.
Right.
You know, we got extra bug out bags. Every bug out bag should have, handgun in there, ranging from, I say 22 to like 380 or 9mm, small caliber handgun, nothing too fancy. And then, you know what I'm saying, like a tent, maybe a 2-3-person tent, a mess kit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, like, hey, look, check this out. I'm going to post it on the page. I just found a new power system. It's a foldable solar panel. You can fold it up, and you could slip it in your bag. It's really not that expensive. Like I say, about the cheapest one I seen was like $150-something. That's not expensive at all. And then they got a handheld, little system. It's a generator. It's a quiet one.
Uh-huh.
And that's about $100 more. And I screenshotted it. I forgot the name of it because I saw it on the commercial, so I couldn't really, catch a glimpse of it that quick. But I screenshot. I had to hurry up and screenshot that. But it's very portable, and you could charge the battery up with the solar panel. You can plug your phone in, walkie talkies and laptops and all that type of shit in. You know, if you need to go off grid. And, you plug a little portable heater in there, just like little, miscellaneous things. So that's some stuff we need to keep in mind. I'm gonna build me up another few more bug out bags. And when I do that, I might do a little video on it when I get my dialogue together about that. But, yeah, man, that's what I've been on, man, But,
okay.
that's really all I wanted to say.
All right. We appreciate you for calling in, brother. I'm gonna add a couple more jewels to what we can put in that bug out bag while we're on there. But Brother Face, I'm gonna give you a chance to say something in a minute. We got about 5 minutes. I said a short show tonight. I didn't know we were gonna do so much talking, but it's gonna actually close out itself in about 5 minutes. But a couple other things you can put in the bug out bag that a lot of brothers and sisters don't think about. Put a whistle in there. Put a whistle on your keychain, man, because if you're trying to communicate or trying to holler and get somebody's attention, that whistle will travel further than you can scream. The harder you can blow it, the further it's going to travel, too. So put your whistle in the bug out bag, and if you can, get your road flare. If we had to signal somebody, if you was lost and you had to get their attention, that road flare is real bright to be seen for miles, especially from the sky. So get you don't need a lot of them, one or two. Do a road flare and a whistle. Go a long way if you're trying to signal somebody. So let me go back to the caller line and see if Face, you got any closing words? Just in the closing word, we got about 3 minutes before the show cut off.
Okay, well, I just want to say, well, to add out to that bug out bag, with me and you went to Walmart, we found the light fixture switch that you're going to control batteries. Plenty of batteries, some flashlights, or make sure you get your compass so you'll know which way you need to go if you get lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you said that, too. I was traveling the other night going down the highway. I've been on the highway so damn much, and I started looking at the stars. I said, all this other shit fell. I'm looking in the direction I'm traveling, and I'm looking where the dipper is, the Big Dipper. I said,
right.
Okay, that way there, that's that way. It's something you need to know. If I need to go east, what's in the sky, what's in the terrain? A lot of military people use the terrain also to read the way to go. But the star. Well, I can't even say the stars won't fail us because they keep spraying all the shit in the earth and they're creating clouds and clutter everywhere all in the sky. But it's one of the ways we can navigate. Yeah. So you use that to your advantage. You know, go somewhere at night and see where which way you're traveling and see where this star is against the grain you're traveling, and you'll know which way you're going. Somebody else calling in. Uh-oh, look like us. That's Sister Michelle. Is that you calling in? Sister Michelle, yo? Maybe just push one on the phone. I just opened the... You might have just hit one accidentally. I thought we were getting surprised going to hear from Sister Michelle tonight. All right, going once. Sister Michelle, going twice. Closed. Maybe we hear from her next week. Hey, I see that line light up. I said, oh, shoot, Sister Michelle got something to say. Oh, wow.
That's what surprised me. But, you know, I got one last. Well, I got one. You know, we'll also make sure you grab a camping bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I got, I shouldn't have said a short show. Now we got so much to say all of a sudden, but you know, one of the things that I'm ordering is a gas siphon. Man, if you need gas, it ain't nothing about having an electric gas pump that you can buy for $15 at Walmart or offline, a gas siphon. You stick that joker down that hole and cut that switch on, and it's pumping gas like you at the gas station. So, because I ain't about to be siphoning shit out of the tank. So, I'm going to cut my, I'm going to have all the tools of the trade that I need in the situation. All right, y'all. We enjoy everybody for spending their time on our Sunday night program, and we will see you guys hopefully next week. Same time, same black channel. Black Power.
Black Power.